Unit 7. Part 1.
The era of high-tech pollution. Implausible as it sounds, the recycling of high-tech garbage is becoming a big concern. In the last few decades, we've been like children in a toy shop, rushing to get our hands on the latest electronic gadgets. Manufacturers have obligingly brought out new toys faster than we can buy them. And of course, the more we buy, the more we end up throwing away. The speed of turnover is frustratingly high. Anyone who has ever bought a computer will be aware of the fact that a PC is out of date as soon as you buy it. But while frustration is transient, the toys on the scrap heap are not. Computers have an average lifespan of 5 years, and the speed of development, combined with plummeting prices, is reducing this further. If a computer has a fault, it is more economical to throw it away and buy another than to mend it. This trend isn't confined to computers either. Germany, Europe's richest nation, discards 1.5 million tons of electrical appliances every year. Only about 100,000 units are recycled. The vast majority are incinerated or thrown on the tip. And this, Germans are learning to their cost, causes serious problems. One of the country's major recycling firms has been charged with dumping toxic waste containing the substance PCB, once widely used in TVs and computers as insulation. Since 1985, its production has been illegal and disposal is governed by strict rules, but the rules are not being followed. Klaus Brodersen of Erlangen University is trying to produce a definite classification of what chemicals should and should not be allowed in the production of high-tech equipment. But it is an uphill struggle. It costs up to £7,000 to analyze a single component. And so far, Brodersen has examined only 200 of the 100,000 most common. Even such seemingly simple things as computer casings are bafflingly recycle-proof. Siemens Nixdorf, which runs a very expensive recycling program for its old equipment, says there are more than 100 different plastics in its computer casings. Few records were kept while they were being made, and no one knows precisely what went into each model. The only certainty is that all the casings contain bromines, a kind of toxic flame retardant. It is almost impossible to recycle such plastic, and just as difficult to incinerate it. If you do manage to burn it, you produce dioxins, which are also extremely toxic. So what is to be done about electronic waste? Eco-visionaries propose a future in which appliances, not bought but leased, remain the manufacturer's responsibility to the bitter end. This would be a tricky practice, though. Who would take back the equipment? The dealer, manufacturer, or importer? What if the firm has gone out of business? Who is going to monitor the manufacturers and ensure that the goods aren't just shipped to countries with laxer regulations? And, of course, in the long run, it's a lot more expensive to hire a TV or computer than it is to buy one. The Swiss have addressed the problem by making a charge at the time of purchase to cover all disposal costs. In Germany, where such a system is on the books, but has yet to come into force, there is chaos. Some firms collect without charge, others make you pay, some accept all goods, others just their own, and many refuse to have anything to do with it. Municipal authorities are just as disorganized. The answer to all these problems lies in intelligent construction, with an emphasis not only on economy, but also on ease of disposal. Increasing the life expectancy of products would also alleviate the problems. The manufacturer Lova has developed a green TV which contains just 39 grams of plastic, as opposed to the standard 6.7 kilos and 50 grams of toxic materials against 5 kilos. It is expected to last up to 30 years, twice as long as other TVs. Companies like this are showing the way forward, and it is to be hoped that others will soon follow.